Thank you, Chair. To the follow-up questions, regardless the policies and the legal framework, we still see gaps. What can we do to utilize the existing legal instrument to bridge the gaps that we still see? We believe that the laws can really help in bridging those gaps, but there must be other instruments and other strategies. That is, for example, the main engage strategy that I talked about. But at the same time, we still see kind of social and culture norms, and those ones cannot be solved by the laws or policies. So it's a matter of talking about it regularly, but also use this legal instrument. Sometimes the public do not know them as it should. So as gender machinery, we are required to mobilize, to communicate, and to keep training, especially local leaders, because most of the time, even the victims do not know what are the laws that would protect them. So in order to bridge the gap, at the same time using the legal instruments that are in place, yes, we have to enforce the laws, but at the same time, make them public and known by all the population so that they know where and how to use those instruments. So that is why we keep coming up with different strategies. And to complete this question to what the chair just asked, how are the traditional and religious organizations equipped? We do conduct several training when it comes to several CEDAW conventions. So we do train them, but at the same time, we start with our own staff. The staff get trained, and after that, they go and train those religious and traditional organization at the same time. So this is about educating everyone around what is CEDAW, but at the same time, what are the laws and policies that we do have in the country so that we can bridge this gap. We've seen that major gaps and those areas that were traditionally considered as men's jobs or men's are likely to be occupied by men. That is linked to social and cultural norms, but also the stereotypes. That is why I said it's a continuous journey, but at the same time enforcing what we have as laws. Is it to the second question, follow-up question about UN peace and security, is it going to be renewed? For this one, it has expired, is it going to be renewed? For this one, I don't have a straight answer, but what I can say is that Rwanda is always committed to participate in UN peace security. It will look at it and it might be renewed as questioned. So for the traditional and religious organizations, yes, they are being trained on different laws and legislation and about CEDAW as well. I submit, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much.